from the historic Loretto Abbey Chapel. With the kind cooperation of the Toronto Catholic District School Board, the National Catholic Broadcasting Council presents the Daily TV Mass.
Welcome to the celebration of the Daily TV Mass. I am Father Roshan Lloyd D'Souza. The televising of this Mass is made possible by the contribution from our family who are parishioners of St. Clement Parish in Etobicoke, Ontario. This Mass is offered for the repose of the souls of Joachim D'Souza and other deceased family members and for world peace. May their souls and the souls of the faithful departed, through the mercy of God, rest in peace. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And with your spirit.
As we join together to celebrate this Eucharist, let us thank and praise God for the gift of this beautiful day, for the gift of life and faith, and ask the Lord to fill us with His Spirit, that we may remain in His love and share His love with one another. To enter this celebration in a worthy manner, let us call to our minds our sins and our failings and seek God's mercy. You were sent to heal the contrite of heart. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
You came to call sinners. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
You are seated at the right hand of the Father to intercede for all of us. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
May Almighty God have mercy on us. Forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Let us pray. O God, who have prepared for those who love you good things which no eye can see, fill our hearts, we pray, with the warmth of your love, so that, loving you in all things and above all things, we may attain your promises which surpass every human desire. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen.
A reading from the letter of James. From James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes in the dispersion, greetings. My brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of any kind, consider it nothing but joy, because you know that the testing of your faith produces endurance, and let endurance have its full effect, so that you may be mature and complete, lacking in nothing. If any of you is lacking in wisdom, ask God, who gives to all generously and ungrudgingly, and it will be given you. But ask in faith, never doubting, for the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind. For the doubter, being double-minded and unstable in every way, must not expect to receive anything from the Lord. Let the believer who is lowly boast in being raised up, and the rich in being brought low, because the rich will disappear like a flower in the field. For the sun rises with its scorching heat and withers the field. Its flower falls, and its beauty perishes. It is the same way with the rich. In the midst of a busy life, they will wither away. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Be kind to me, Lord, and I shall live. Before I was humbled, I went astray, but now I keep your word. You are good and do good. Teach me your statutes. Be kind to me, Lord, and I shall live. It is good for me that I was humbled, so that I might learn your statutes. The law of your mouth is better to me than thousands of gold and silver pieces. Be kind to me, Lord, and I shall live. I know, O Lord, that your judgments are right, and that in faithfulness you have humbled me. Let your steadfast love become my comfort, according to your promise to your servant. Be kind to me, Lord, and I shall to the Father except through me. Alleluia.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
The Pharisees came to Jesus and began to argue with him, asking him for a sign from heaven to test him. And he sighed deeply in his spirit and said, "Why does this generation ask for a sign? Truly I tell you, no sign will be given to this generation." And he left them, and getting into the boat again, he went across to the other shore. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
My brothers and sisters, there's constantly a battle or war is going on within us between what we want and what our faith wants. And so, St. James in today's first reading said, we have to let faith to do its work. As individuals, we want things that get in the way of what our faith wants. We want convenience, familiarity, and the good life. But these things are at war with faith, and faith has its own goal. Let's look more closely at the blessed struggle to which we have been invited today. As the letter of St. James was written during a time of persecution that included St. Stephen's sermon and stoning, his death, Saul's rise, who killed thousands of Christians, and Nero's sadistic killings of Christians too. This is a situation to which St. James called his readers to count it all joy. God's people were scattered, but they were not lost. What are the most pressing issues in the world today? To name some, we see war, poverty, climate change, food insecurity, and economic crisis, civil unrest. These have made many people feel scattered. St. James delivered this message to those who were scattered in his time. And he said, "For you know that the testing of our faith produces steadfastness. And let steadfastness have its full effect, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing." God's desire is not to make us happy. Rather, God's desire is to make us holy. God gives us this gift of faith, but faith has a purpose, and we have to let that gift do its work. Regardless of our situation, we have two things to do: count and ask. And we have two things to be: tested and blessed. Count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds. We read in the letter of St. James, chapter 1, verse 2. This initial encouragement is cognitive. It means to calculate or reckon, to think about trials in God's way rather than in our own moral, natural way. Through James, God offered us the mind of Christ. In other words, there must be holy thinking before we proceed to holy speaking and holy acting. The primary obstacle to holiness is our mind. We don't count it all joy. Instead, we grumble on Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram. Our tests today don't seem to produce growth. Instead, they typically produce groaning, whining, and complaining that actually minimize our maturity. As followers of Christ, we have got to change our way of thinking. Trials are not to be seen as troubles, but as tests. This is a time for us to grow individually and as the church. Growth in these circumstances may have little appeal to you, and that's why we also need to ask. James provided two stipulations to help us understand how to ask. We ask without doubting, and we ask from the reality of our situation. This is not the wisdom to get activities done. This is the wisdom to let faith do its work. To receive this kind of wisdom as children of God, we must be prudent in how we ask. First, we must ask from what faith wants, not from what we want. Doubting in this context is when what we want disagrees with what faith wants. Doubt in this context means wavering and vacillating. We dare not to come to God in an unsure and unsteady way, as if we are tossed about by the wind like a seashell. Our God finds no joy in the double-minded, which in this passage literally means two-souled. One soul wants to make you happy, the other wants to make you holy. Next, we must ask from the reality of our current situation. The best situations are not always what seem best for us. The easy life creates flowers that wither. God endeavors to create silver that tests and lasts forever. Silversmiths test silver to purify it. James was using a word common to that profession. Silversmiths would ignite the fire, and when the silver reached a certain temperature, the impurities would rise to the top. The silversmith would repeat this process, this testing, until he could see his reflection in the silver, and then he would know it was ready. God follows a similar process with us, his children. He places us in the fire and observes whether we are ready. He turns up the heat, testing us again and again. When he looks and sees his own image, he knows we are ready. Tested become synonymous with proven. The silversmith and God both desire to see their reflection, to see purity, holiness, and sanctity. God doesn't aim for the low goal of making us happy. Rather, God wants to make us holy as he is. We also want to be blessed. Amen. Let us bring our prayers to our loving God who listens to us and grants us with the graces we ask for. Let us pray for the church, for unity and spread of God's kingdom. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
We continue to pray for peace, peace in the world, peace in our families. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the sick and suffering, homebound or those in hospitals, for their healing, grace and strength. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all those in our daily TV Mass prayer intentions book, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
This month dedicated to the Holy Family, we ask in our community prayer that all those in our families who are suffering in mind, body, or spirit may find relief and healing through our Heavenly Father. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
We make these prayers through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have this bread to offer. Fruit of the earth and work of human hands, it will become for us the bread of life.
Blessed
be God forever. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have this wine to offer. Fruit of the vine and work of human hands, it will become for us our spiritual drink.
Blessed
be God forever. Pray, my brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, our Heavenly Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and good of all his holy church.
O Lord, who gained for yourself a people by adoption through the one sacrifice offered once for all, bestow graciously on us, we pray, the gifts of unity and peace in your church through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For just as through your beloved Son you created the human race, so also through him with great goodness you formed it anew. And so it is right that all your creatures serve you, all the redeemed praise you, and all your saints with one heart bless you. Therefore we too extol you with all the angels, as in joyful celebration we acclaim.
Holy, holy, holy Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory.
Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
You are indeed holy, O Lord, the font of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving you thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when the supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis our Pope and Francis our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be called heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
Through him, and with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, forever and ever.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
At the Savior's command and formed by the divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Let us offer one another the sign of peace. Peace be with you.
Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Grant us.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb.
Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter into my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
May the body and blood of Christ bring us everlasting.
Please join me now in this act of spiritual communion. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in this holy sacrament of the altar. I love you above all things, and I passionately desire to receive you into my soul. Since I cannot now receive you sacramentally, come spiritually into my soul, so that I may unite myself wholly to you, now and forever. Amen.
Let us pray. Made partakers of Christ through these sacraments, we humbly implore your mercy, Lord, that conformed to his image on earth, we may merit also to be his co-heirs in heaven, who lives and reigns forever and ever.
Amen. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Mass is ended. Let us go in the love of Christ.
Thanks be to God.
Our thanks to our donors for the gift of this Mass.